Now let's head over to the KRDO Newsline. It was announced yesterday that the Federal Reserve issued a 0.75-point interest rate hike to continue tamping down on inflation. We're joined on the KRDO Newsline by David Chang, a consumer expert with The Ascent. And let's talk a little bit about how these rate hikes, David, affect everyday life across the board.
Sure. So one of the big things is that I'm sure everyone's noticed that prices of things have gotten more expensive. Gas has almost doubled. It's gone down a little bit, but you're going to the grocery store, so you're seeing things a lot more expensive. So in order to bring down inflation, what the Fed has done this year has raised interest rates 3%, yesterday 0.75%, which is the largest increases that we've seen since the early 80s. And the goal is to, again, tackle inflation. Now, how does this impact us? A couple things. On the good side, we'll see savings account rates go up. So about a year ago, the average account savings account gave about 0.06%. Right now, it's at 0.17%, almost a three-time increase. But we'll also see loans, such as revolving loans, credit cards. If you're getting a new mortgage, getting a new car loan, you'll probably see higher interest rates. So credit cards now are close to over 18%, the average, which is the highest that we've actually seen.
David, I have a question. If people are boosting their credit scores, that means they're, you know, either closing their credit card accounts or closing some of that bad debt you mentioned. But what good would it be to boost your credit score if you're not going to be doing any borrowing?
Well, so a good question. One of the things you don't want to actually do is close any of your credit cards, because a lot of your score, about 10% of it, is based upon your credit history. So you want to pay it down, but you don't want to close it so you can continue to keep that history. Now, one of the things that we're seeing for bad debt, usually what we're looking at is subprime. If you have bad credit, maybe a credit score below 550, the average credit card interest rate for subprime credit cards, those with bad credit scores, is close to 28 to 29%. So with the Fed raising rates again yesterday, we'll probably see that go up. So let's just assume that if you have a credit card with 30% interest rate, that has to be a priority to pay it down. And just to kind of give a thought process, let's say you use that credit card and you buy something for $100, you don't pay it off. At the end of the year, you owe $130, just to make the math simple. So you definitely want to be aggressive in paying down all of your credit card debt with very high interest rates.
So with that in mind, you know, obviously paying down is another great tool, but what else should we be doing, knowing that we've now seen our fifth interest rate hike and we may not see the end of these so far? What else should we be doing to make sure that we're, you know, as smart financially as possible?
Yeah, no, absolutely good question. One of the things I would say is go back to the basics. Just lay out all of the debt that you have. If you have a five-year fix for a car and you got it during the pandemic, you got a good rate, awesome. It's not going to impact you. It's only going to impact you if you are going to get a new loan and your current credit cards, because those are what we consider variable rates. So I always recommend everyone to just lay out, hey, what is it that I am paying? And if you have a lower interest credit card, look at maybe doing a balance transfer. If you have a 0%, some sign-on bonuses, 0% for 1 year, maybe look at that. I would definitely recommend people always pay down what they have. Now, when it comes to investments, that's always a big thing, because we know that the stock market has gone down significantly with these price hikes, and we've had two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth, and usually that is the definition of inflation. However, we're not currently officially in one. One of the things I would do is just still stay disciplined. Don't let short-term fluctuations or emotions get in the way of selling or buying too much. Just dollar cost averaging, meaning you're just putting in a couple hundred dollars a month towards your investments. That way, you can buy investments that are cheaper when the price goes down. And if the price goes up, you'll buy less shares because they're more expensive. So those two things.
Yeah.
One, really look at all the interest rates you have for your credit cards. And then when it comes to your investments, still be disciplined and don't be let your emotions impact your decisions.
Speaking of discipline, people should be on the lookout because, you know, companies like Credit Karma and Experian are always pushing these credit cards. And are credit card companies looking to increase their exposure to people in hoping they'll get a new credit card?
Absolutely. That's a very, very good observation you had. So one of the things that we saw, 2019, July roughly, was the highest credit card interest rates on average were. It went back down around 16% about a year ago, and now it's above 18%. So we busted through the previous high. And we're going to see credit cards continue to increase interest rates because it's impacted by the Fed. There's been, unfortunately, because of high inflation, what we're seeing in the numbers is that because people have to make ends meet, it's understandable. They just got out of the COVID. Maybe they were able to secure a job, but it's maybe not as paying as much. And now, bam, they're met with high inflation. So we're seeing that Americans are unfortunately opening up more credit cards, and this will obviously add more to the debt. So what I recommend for people is to see if they can reduce any unnecessary spending, especially with inflation being at 8 to 9%, and try to be more patient because the Fed, their goal is to get inflation down to 2%. If we get back to our historical norm, then it's not going to be a big it's not going to impact our wallet as much.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that I would really recommend people doing.
David, thanks for the time. We really appreciate your insight. A lot of great information, and people can relive it at KRDO.com on our podcast page. Again, thanks for the time.